So if honey is revered by so many and it's viewed as a health food, if it gets compromised and no one knows and we continue to treat it as a health food, that's where the problem lies. And that's why we wanted to do this episode. This is episode number 324 of the Life, Strength, and Health podcast. I'm Kim and I'm joined with Jamal.
Greetings, everyone.
And
peace and blessings.
Yes. And thank you for joining us this episode. Today's show is brought to you by Ouse. Ouse is a new card game with ancient African art and culture. It's similar to Uno, but it has a whole other spin to it. Listen to what other people are saying about playing Ouse.
Experience it. Go out, experience it, get it as soon as you can, and just enjoy the experience. It is highly competitive, highly fun, highly strategic.
They are in their pre-order phase and they need 1,000 to move forward. So go to mezurakcreations.com to learn more about the Ouse game and pre-order your deck today. So now let's segue into the episode. And this episode is what we call our Uno Reverse episode. And with Uno Reverse, we talk about a health food or product information that has changed or is no longer recommended. And today we're going to talk about honey. Before you get upset and think that now we're coming for your honey, first let me say that nothing is safe when it comes to the truth, but we're not coming for all honey, just the commercial honey that is on the shelf of most grocery stores.
Yes, I think this is important to make this distinction because most of the honey that is consumed is normal honey that you typically see and what people buy, but all honey is not the same. So before we jump into this, let's talk about the reasons why honey has been consumed for thousands of years and why it is considered a health food. So back in ancient Africa, in the region of Kemet, the symbol of the king was a bee. And in King Tut's tomb, they found honey, which was over 3,000 years old. In ancient Greece, honey was known as the food of the gods. For a very long time, honey has been known for its healing nutritional factors, which include antimicrobials, minerals, amino acids, antioxidants, and enzymes. It's known for boosting immunity, was used to heal wounds, helps with coughs and sore throats, and that's only to name a few. I believe that honey has been used around the world for so long, and it has been so valuable that that information is now stored in our DNA. So it's natural for us to gravitate toward honey and hold it up as a powerful superfood.
Right. So if honey is revered by so many and it's viewed as a health food, if it gets compromised and no one knows and we continue to treat it as a health food, that's where the problem lies. And that's why we wanted to do this episode. And for me, honey was very important on my health journey. Because years ago, I had a serious sugar addiction. And one of the ways to beat a sugar addiction is to rebalance your body, but it's also important to pay attention to the sweeteners that you're consuming. So during that journey, I would make my own treats and desserts because I could control the sweeteners that I was using, and honey was one of them. So when you're on the path of beating a sugar addiction and you're paying more attention to the ingredients that you're using, so if you're using a product that you deem is healthy or you think it's healthy and it's not, that's where the problem lies.
Yeah, I know for me, it's been an interesting journey with honey. I actually had, I guess, the opportunity to see the transformation in honey. Growing up, honey was definitely a sacred thing. My grandmother and my great-grandmother definitely had some ancestral wisdom with them when it came to, like, the healing arts, in a sense. Like, you know, they knew how to go out and grab things from nature to help in healing. And I think that you know, that sparked something in my mother, and she was always into natural health growing up. We used to go to the health food store often, and she used to, you know, explore and get things. And she used to get her honey from the health food store. And I remember, you know, the honey was always in glass. A lot of times it had the honeycomb still inside of the honey. And it was just this sacred food that a lot of times was treated like medicine. You know, when we were sick, she would literally give us a spoonful of honey with lemon and cayenne mixed together. And it would be like a cough syrup and the medicine at the same time. That's how we used to consume it. We used to have it in our teas. It was delicious. And, you know, as we got older, we moved. We were no longer around that particular health food store. I just remember that the honey changing. It went from glass to plastic, and now it turned into, it looked like a bear, and the clarity changed, the cone left, and it just wasn't as sacred anymore. It just turned into a regular old sweetener, you know? And as we have come full circle back into this health consciousness, you know, we're realizing the power of honey and getting the right honey. But with all of the honey out there, it's really easy to get duped on the right honey that you're buying.
Before we continue with the episode, we wanted to share a quick message. This podcast is brought to you by Life Strength and Health. Life Strength and Health is a wellness center where we provide holistic health coaching to help our clients achieve their optimal health with our personalized approach to gut health. To learn more about us, just visit our website at lifestrengthandhealth.com. So now let's get back to the show. So now let's get into the differences. You have three types of honey. Two types of honey are healthy and one type that isn't. So the first one is raw honey.
Yeah, raw honey is really the ancient one that we're talking about with all of its cofactors, its minerals, vitamins, enzymes, all of the nutrients that is life-giving that we have come to know. It's really the raw honey. And just like with everything, you know, in the past, all honey was local and raw. But as things become commercialized and the forms change, now we have to have the distinctions. So what people know as honey, in the health of honey, we're really talking about raw honey.
So the next one is Manuka honey.
So Manuka honey is becoming more and more popular and more expensive, right? It's very expensive, but Manuka honey comes from New Zealand, and these bees pollinate the Manuka bush. And the honey that's produced is much higher in its minerals and medicinal properties.
And the last one is regular honey. Regular honey is the usual honey that you see on the shelf at the grocery store, and the bottle simply says honey on it. This is the Una reverse food that we are referring to, because all honey ain't good honey.
Right. And to talk about that, for starters, most of the honey on the market that is labeled as simply honey is fake. Yes, it is fake. They did a study on the average honey sitting on the shelf labeled as honey, and over 70% of it was either mixed with other substances, such as high fructose corn syrup mixed with your honey. And some products on the shelf, they didn't even know what it was. So it was either mixed or they didn't know what it was. So most of the products that's labeled as honey on the shelf, it's actually not honey. So you're getting something thinking that is life-giving, life-saving, but it's not even the product that you think that you're giving. And I know it's a lot of cases with that, and it's just crazy. It's so messed up that we're at a state where, you know, when you're buying something, you don't even know what it is.
This could be so frustrating because there's a wealth of information that's available, and you could have the best intentions at heart. But when you find out that you're consuming the wrong product, or the product is doing just as much damage as what you're trying to avoid, that could be so frustrating, and it can lead you going in circles, not getting the results that you want.
Right. And the next thing on the list is that they're overly processed. So when you get this raw honey, it has all of these things in it that we spoke about. You know, it has some bee pollen in it, has a little bit of the beeswax in it, propolis, all of these minerals, and they begin to refine it. They begin to filter it. And the more they filter it, the more of these properties are taken out of it. So the end result is that everything that it started with is no longer there. It's been completely taken out. And then on top of that, they pasteurize honey, or at least the average honey. So remember, when you're pasteurizing something, you're pasteurizing it at very high heats. And once you get above 105 to 112, you really start destroying a lot of the natural properties that are there in the honey. So they end up filtering out most of the nutrition that's there, most of the properties that are there, and then they pasteurize it under high heat conditions, and that just kills whatever was left. One sign that your honey is overly processed is when it's just this really bright golden yellow. Like, that's usually a sign that it's been overly processed. Honey is usually a darker color, you know, because it has all of this richness and it has things in it. So it's usually a darker color. So the brighter and lighter it gets, it's usually because it's been highly refined, highly filtered, and pasteurized, which just leaves you with a sugary sweetener with no health benefits, unfortunately.
So when you go to the grocery store, there's usually a lot of selections of the regular labeled honey and one or two of the raw honey selections.
Right. Pay attention to that. Usually it's one. it's one right. Raw honey.
That's
at
more
the grocery
like
store.
Double the price than all the others.
Right. It's double the price. So now you're not fully educated. You're in this aisle. You're looking at all of these honeys and one double the price. You're reaching for the regular one most of the time, with the exception of maybe like a Whole Foods or a other type of store, Sprouts or, you know, a health conscious grocery store. You're usually just going to see one. A store like that, you might see more than one, but usually it's just one on the shelf and they're killing you with the price.
So when it comes to buying honey, you want to completely avoid regular honey, and you want to try to get your honey from local producers, or you want to buy raw honey, Manuka honey, or organic honey.
Yeah, let me just say that that list is a great list. And, you know, buying raw honey, Manuka honey, organic honey are powerful things to get. And if you're going to buy honey and use honey and you want the true properties of it, that's the honey that you want to get. But there is something to this local honey, though. You know, if you have local beekeepers, I think that it's best to support them. Support your local beekeepers,
right,
to keep the tradition going. You know, they're going to take good care of their bees because, you know, there are, you know, bees. They talk about bees in China, for example, where, you know, the plants that they're pollinating are genetically modified. They're feeding their bees just straight white sugar, and they're being exposed to, you know, pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, and things like that. So the bees aren't even healthy. What they're pollinating isn't healthy, and it's just creating an unhealthy product. So to get your honey from local farmers, you're going to get more nutrition. It's going to help people that have allergies, it helps you with allergies and your body getting accustomed to the local things that are in your area. So buying from, you know, local beekeepers is the way to go.
As Jamal mentioned earlier, his grandmother and great-grandmother knew the amazing benefits of honey and used it for medicinal purposes. And that's one of the things that we do with our clients as well. That is why we love our partnership with FullScript. FullScript is our online health dispensary where our clients gain access to hundreds of high-quality herbs, supplements, nutraceuticals, and personal care products right at their fingertips. Setting up an account is free and easy to do, and all first-time orders get 20% off. So to set up an account, just go to lifestrengthandhealth.com/signup and create your free account today. So that is the conclusion of this episode. The show notes page for this episode is lifestrengthandhealth.com/324. That's lifestrengthandhealth.com/324. There you can find everything that we discussed in this episode. So thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Until next time, feel better.
Feel better, everyone. Peace and blessings.